Well, it's one thing, that kind, you know,
You don't have gun, you don't, you know.
How you doing?
You never make it.
No, but you know something, you gotta get good, you gotta get good dogs to hold the pigs.
Uh-huh, what kind of you?
Well, the breed we use, mostly, you get, cross with Airedales and, pit bulls and bull terrier. You know what you call a scrub?
Oh, yeah.
What kind of cross?
Yeah, but big?
Peter.
Well,
get me my CV.
It's a tail, you know, that make it big.
Yes, Uncle Tony.
The pit bull, they're pretty big too, you know.
Yeah.
They clown it, it's slow. You have to get a pest of them. And you know, you don't... You don't go with, you know, small dogs, you know. Big pigs. And we keep sometime about, well, my our regular is, we have 8-9 dogs. We get,
Hey, come inside.
Quite a bit pups are we training. Pretty rough, you know. I see all those hunters. They're not catching pig the way we catch.
Come inside, I was telling Tony that kind of, hey, you better go talk to Gene. I like use that the grabber, man, the grabber, you know what I mean? You know something, you know, Monkey Yuli, I tell you, you got plenty of pigs, you know, inside there. Just today my brother in law called me up before he be pana. He seen the wife came down with the horse. He seen 3 big pigs walking by the cane field going to Kumolo. And every day she see the pigs. But anyway, get this big bug. I don't know if you know that this guy's been aiming, even David Abru guy's been aiming for this. On black and white pig, on bomb.
The Ahina.
That's the one. You the bugger he walking just like one king.
You know that one?
Walking through the pasture. Yeah, that's the one.
You know the small piece.
Right on top piece, but I feel for it.
Yeah. You know, that cane was small yet.
Yeah.
I went with my dog. You know, these two holy girls that I was running on.
Yeah.
You know, the pig was moving like this. Toward what you call Kahil. The two girls, they keep it, you know, in pace with our pig, you know. They ran across the pig. They watching me, they watching the pig. And here with me, my 30-30, ready for slam. Oh, you know, I wipe out. I don't know what to do. And then after all, they come at me, they tell me, too bad you didn't catch him.
I don't know, but...
Must be the bug of the team,
man.
No, you know. But if nobody's around there, that girl wasn't over there. I tell you, that bugger run.
No, but you know, the trouble is that you know can bring rifle up there, you know.
Yeah.
Because you know Eric cannot
see. My dog, he chase one of our
pigs. I tell you though, he chase the guys, you know. You know how many guys he chase over there?
Patch.
You can hunt, you know, by few for it. You can hunt over there. But once you let go one shot, well, that guy is coming like one shot. I'm telling you. You know that 58 there by Haiku side? You know we get that big tree, the Billy Coy.
Number 27.
If we catch this guy, Jenny Santos. You know what he tell Jenny Santos? He tell, this is no bro farmland, this is my land.
Minji, In a plantation,
so here, grow farm still leads the place from Canusin, right? That's all Canusin land there.
So we go sneak, we see now.
So you know what he tell Johnny. He tell, this is my land. You know, because you go as far as riding the horse way down, you know now.
All deep.
But regardless,
no, but you have plenty big up there, I tell you. Plenty yet.
You know the other station? I saw the end up. Kahil.
Oh yeah, because once you go inside there, you guys can catch him already.
Yeah.
Because you know Eric cannot see that bugger, he patrol all around the place.
But the pigs over there, this much, they know.
They know what place we're on, yeah.
They know what they say.
You know, like over here, you know, get these guys go hunt, see?
Yeah.
Once the pig get into this guy's property, you cannot hunt. You see, because that guy is really wild, man. He's a wild man.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Because his dad owns all the property there. But you see, Grow Farm only just leasing the land from Dempsey. Yeah. You see. So anybody that goes over there, wow, get it.
But Grow Farm still can say something about that, though.
Well, they can say something, but
yeah, but look again now.
But you
got no guns.
No rifle, eh?
Oh.
You can hunt.
Okay, nice.
You can hunt
just,
for there, but no
knife
rifle.
And dog.
Yeah, knife and
just,
dog only.
You just gotta carry the chicken coop and
he don't care. No gun.
Well, I take the long one down there. The little truck.
How many that time, how many chicken coop you guys gonna move? The same one?
Yeah. You mean in the valley?
The one. We're gonna carry them up to my place.
Hey, how come that kind of Manang was telling me that Ronald had to take his dog, see his dog over there? This morning I passed inside here, Charles and that kind Francis taking the chicken. And here the old man stay right by the garage. Hey, he stay long face. I think he was mad, the old man. You know.
Ronald supposed to take
him. Yeah, but I see Ronald dog stay there. I thought Ronald had to take his dog down
to his
place.
What is his name in that
place?
Ronald? Yeah.
He got his dogs over there, yeah?
He got his dogs there. I seen him this morning, you know, the time I went to your house. I thought, how come?
Well,
my sister was telling me
he's
that...
He's supposed to bring him up where?
He was supposed to bring him by the Kainapia place. His friend, Numalo. Because
he got plenty of dogs, but he's
Yeah, where we gonna put his dogs,
man? Well, Ronald not staying over there,
He had trouble with the old man because the old man don't like the idea.
Yeah.
That's why the old man still squawk with his... 22 because get his chicken over there.
No can make garden.
He no more peace.
Yeah, but at first he said he
agree.
Yeah.
No? But so but every time that kind when he jungled it. Oh, my house thing and all kind.
And you know what Manang tell? He tell. The old man tell Manang. You know you are not. Eh? Peel out that boy. Get all shit all around the yard. He no even cover the dirt or any kind. He tell, move out of you, tell your son, go back to your house. Hey, my sister cry, you know. Cry, Tony House. Because you know the old man was drunk, you see.
Yeah, he got plenty of dogs too.
Yeah, man. But he got dogs, he got chicken, you know.
Fighting rooster,
eh? terrific, boy.
No, the old man.
Okay. No, but I don't know because the way
you can match an old man with one small. You mean one young.
Well, that's true too, but
they mind the thinking deep.
Yeah, yeah.
They don't gonna get along.
They like be themselves.
Yeah.
That's why my sister was telling. Oh, if you want you why you never tell you like only leave yourself.
One old man don't like it too.
Yeah, you know. He tell no.
He's smart all the time.
He tell that's not my business. How come you tell your boy come live with me? But he will accept the first time, you know what I mean? You see.
But Ronald had asked him though.
Yeah, Ronald had asked him because Ronald had told I like live with you. And so
Yeah. So
that kinda that's the go straight in the room now and show me inside the room. Yeah, straight down. He's a kind of, this guy here, is this theory research like for only that kind of local boy. And then they get a couple of guys, they working up on a lane now. You know, all kind of, different districts, you see. And then he's just like one, the kind of, they working for a government or something. And they want to work with this kind of local guys, especially only in the Hawaiian Islands. How the pidgin English, you know, from way back, so many years, you know, the English and what do you call it, a change or something, or still the local boys still get that same lingo yet, you know what I mean? And that's how we still talk, see? You know, that's the kind of they like tape. So I told him, what about the kind of aliens? He thought, they don't want to hear aliens, they want only the local boys, you know, the way they talk.
Yeah, but get some aliens, remember, can talk.
Oh, yeah, they can talk, but you know, but, you know, they get their, they you know, they get their R and whatnot.
They get the accent.
They get the accent, you see? That's why, see?
And you get some guys that talk so good in pidgin English, but you
no.
think that's not
pretty
high.
No, he get his accent, you know. What you tell the missus? This his missus wanted to come over here and then you know, listen the way we talk. But would be, you know, so I told him, I think it's, you know, better not, because if the boy's gonna be around here and then if get one wahini around here, and we're gonna be ashamed of talking, see? You know what I mean? But if only us men, you know, together, and then we're gonna, you know, just talk, eh? You see? He thought, I thought, what you like we talk? No, just talk the way, you know, you any kind, you know. Hey, what you gonna doing today, eh? Hey, Jin, when you gonna make your party, you know? I said, hey, boy. And you know, yeah, kind of, all kind of,
good English.
That's right. The only, today I said, thing, we go see Michael. And today, you know, I said, hey, Michael. So I explained to him, hey, Mira, see, but I don't like my voice. Hey, boy. See, the way you go, just like you got $1 million voice, boy. But he was busy because he had to go bring his wife work and whatnot. Eh? You see. He tell if not, then he would come, because I told him that Silo was going to come. Eh? He tell, oh, I tell him going to get beer. You know, the guy going to buy, you know, treat the beer. And then while interviewing, and then after the interview, and then he was mentioning about each guy was going to get, you know, receive $5 after the interview.
What they going to ask you inside?
What kind? What if you, when you was on small kid, what you was, you know, any kind question. You just answer one, just simple, eh? You know what I mean? Yeah, and when you grew up, or if you was on how you had lived, or this and that, you know, all that kind of jazz, you know. Well, it's good.
Grand
S,
is
that? Eh? Grand S? What is that?
The team's still
on. Oh, you know this guy?
Still on.
Eh? You know this guy?
Yeah? Oh,
yeah. Well, get a couple of guys stay around. Some guys stay down Kikaha now, and then one couple stay up in Hanalei area towards Kapa. They working towards Kapa area. They like try work all different communities. How they, you know, their way of talking. Eh? If they have, we have the same way of talking, like we talk the way we talk. If our communities, they get different way of talking, you know, different slangs, you know. Or my some guys gonna tell, hey man, you know, this and that, or something like that, you know. And get some Hawaiians, when they talk, they get the Hawaiian way of talking, eh? You know.
Who's Cecilia? You talk?
She just said, come home. Her and Nora just come home today. Honolulu? Did we spend the New Year down there? And then, well, anyway, she was talking, Nora was talking about, oh, down there, but our cars and the service station were all shut down, but
no more gas.
And most where they were staying with my brother-in-law house from Palisade, they could see the place where, you know, that one they show on TV, where they be burned at warehouse. Man, what a big fire, boy, that, boy.
$1 million.
Whoo! I can imagine all the food was all stuck inside there, boy. Man, boy. I don't know what's the coming, boy, now. Really. Any kind of trouble, boy. Hey, though, you know that pigeon over there? How come no leg?
Leg?
Eh? How come the box they own empty inside no more grass?
Two young ones on the ground.
No?
Yeah, get fast and probably manipulate.
I never knew you had pigeon. I look at that. Small boy, like a pigeon.
Small boy.
What kind of pigeon that? That's the big kind.
Get the big one.
Oh, and the small kind?
Get the small one.
And you get one pile of dogs too, no?
I'm not. Only five.
Whose dog there? Yours?
Small watch dog there.
Oh, I thought that's for hunt. I figured, yeah, I was going to borrow him, but.
The center one, eh? Ooh, we bust the chain how many times, but.
The black and white one?
Yeah.
The one, the stiff ear one?
Yeah.
What is that? Get the German Shepherd inside.
Get
that. They're good for hunt, that pig.
Jeez, that dog. Kind, man.
Well, Dino, the time had come, eh, Dino?
Nah.
That's alright. That's no problem, eh? That's no problem. And where you guys gonna make that up in
I don't know yet.
Yeah, Tony now tell you the story. Oh. We go catch crab one day. My sister Nate was here and Donnie. My sister be like, crab, eh? So we go take the canoe down the river.
Plenty.
Eh? Plenty, shit. Still paddle, okay, lay the net. And small little John was with us now. So Mario tell me, hey, daddy, take out water. I tell you, yeah, okay, take him out. Okay, about take out water. And he never take out that much now. Keep on paddling, coming out. Why we still paddle? John still put water inside the canoe. Hey, that's how my gun head sink. John.
The canoe would sink?
Yeah. Gee, what's the go up again? Like that. So, and what's John, eh? I grab him. He like swim, yeah? He like swim. I grab John over here. Plus, I grab the kind, eh? The crab bucket. Mm. So, I tell Mario, grab the net, throw. I tell, never mind the canoe, wait till the canoe, we get everything on top of the land, you know.
But can walk, eh? Deep?
No, was low tire, that's why. Oh. But even when I go down, the water, he catch me way till here,
yeah.
You see, standing up now, you see. But if I now grab John, John would go down, you know what I mean? Oh, I tell you, boy. That's that little rascal, my...
Cilo.
That's not Cilo, it's Christina. Rascal, ain't it that? And what time you going to pan? 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock.
Where you work?
We going to babysit, how I said. Every time they go babysit.
For what time?
Oh, sometimes they call early, sometimes they go in earlier.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But this couple here I called, she going in 8 o'clock. And then must be they going to pan about 1 o'clock, I think.
Hmm.
You know.
She get daughter, me. Nice kind daughter.
Eh? I had popped out, boy, with bikinis. What the hell she walking with bikinis inside it? That's how I tell her. Hey, where you going? Oh, she's looking for a place because somebody told her that, you know, this guy's up here, renting out some houses. I said, well, you can try. I can bring you in. He said, okay, go. So I wait there. So I seen Eric over there. So I bring her right by Eric. I told Eric that this boy is looking for a place. I tell she, I'm sorry because, you know, now get guys that live in there, they can stay my 3-4 months, eh?
Mm.
And they can just chase them out, eh? I mean, like Danny guys already, he's there for good until such time if he can transfer to another place, okay? So I tell him, I'll wait for you then. Okay, wait for there. But I don't know what thing is there. Stay coming up. Hey, there. This is at the bar, there, okay? Hey, we're coming out there already. Yeah. Hey, what? Hey, you guys go in a room and make the kids be quiet, you know. Go. Okay. Coming out.
Go, Sissy.
Silly. Go see if the kids if they behave. Silly. Go now. No problem. Huh? Okay. Oh, what are you waiting for? I'm going to take the boy. Oh, what are you doing? Oh, now go. I don't mind driving down, you know. But I reach down there closer. I see all boys, right? That Chris guy. Man, their neck is stretched out. They say, Paul, please. You tell me. This is really sweet. I thought, oh, shit. I thought, okay, I'm hitting. Oh, boy. First, I asked Dakarne, what room? She tell me, she gave me the number. Tell me, oh, she's staying in Dakarne. How long tomorrow? I said, why don't you come home? I said, wow, you know. I thought that's one invitation, you know what I mean? I thought, I cannot think out. I thought, oh shit, this guy in here, you know. Every time when the cat is out, man, then the mice is out, the cat's going. And I tell these guys, I'm going over there. I don't know. Ooh, I don't know, Gene, boy. Oh.
What about this job? Didn't call you back?
No, yet he called me back, new plantation.
Oh, new plantation?
Yeah, new plantation. But I won't get my I won't get my same job back. My old job before when I was 50 or truck driver.
Yeah.
Oh, and you know what I hear? I hear Damaso he make big noise, boy.
Why?
He thought how come he gonna beat down McBride and just like he was telling Tony that night when we had that meeting. He thought how come Vicks they accepted OLU plantation and he get his same grade. Because they gonna demote him, eh?
Why?
From grade 6. They demote him for scratch operator you.
Oh yeah, yeah, I've been hearing about that. Yeah.
Poor he wild like yeah.
Grade 4 then.
Grade 4, but you know can do nothing.
Too many get same job.
Eh?
Too many get same job.
No, but the time we had a meeting, they demote him on a scratch job, grade 4. But I don't know what had happened after that, or he had tried to fix him up. Because you try to look clock guys from grade 9 right down to grade 3 now. They gotta go Hanoi.
Yeah.
I don't kid you.
Oh, bueno.
Yeah. But, you see, the way how Tony guys was explaining to us, that you guys gotta accept the job because it's job security. But if they don't accept the job, and then the union can do nothing, see? You know, because the company still find job for them. But you see, the company is smart too, see?
That's
now,
right.
If they're not gonna accept the job, you think the company gonna pay them the severance? No, that's bullshit that. They're getting wise too, the company.
Something, a company is way more smart than
oh, that. Yeah. And you think the company is sleeping, I tell you.
They like, seem like going to they shit.
They don't give a damn. You see, because if you're not going to accept the job, well, brother, you out. You ain't going to collect anything, you know.
Yeah, but that's
but chicken. Well, that's chicken too, one way, yeah.
That's chicken. And all the time these guys put up for the company, they're going to do that to them.
Oh, all right, but now you try figure now, Edo. On 75 now. You remember 75, McBride gonna get on big layoff. Now it's another problem too now.
Oh yeah.
Now when they gonna lay off now, this gonna be a bumping system now.
That's right.
And you know how many guys gonna be out from their job? You see?
So you like the group from guys going out there, they could be bumped out first.
But
but McBride got plenty of young guys.
They got plenty of young guys, you know, McBride.
Yeah. That's why McBride
so that's
scared.
The reason why McBride was scared,
they were scared, you know.
The guy he
because
got.
Majority, Grow Farm get all the old
timers.
You know.
Yeah.
That's why McBride guys were scared, see?
Hey, something about you, these kind of companies, they're smart, you know. They make you seem like you guys get the fur. Everything going for you guys.
Yeah.
But in the long run, you guys come out loser.
Loser,
I mean,
yeah, that's
you
true.
Guys, anybody, me or
that's true.
Yeah.
The world
true.
Come out loser.
Yeah. Because like now, look, like now, if, okay, now, Sam like hang up. What I hear rumors now, might probably next year, you know Robinson? He probably might hang up too, you know Robinson?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, if Robinson hang up now, what gonna happen to all the employees over there? Yeah? Okay, might Kamakane or Kika gonna take some guys. But after that, after so many years now, might probably not gonna last 10 years, sugar. You see, where everybody going?
But
nobody gonna get job.
That's for my part, I rather get out of plantation. Really.
That's true.
And find one other job.
You know that I get one job still waiting for me down the airport, either janitor or maintenance man.
Yeah.
I seen this guy Bill Foster already, the big boss from the airport.
Plantation no more future already. Pa.
And you know who? And you know who's still helping me? You know Mary Tronis. She the one still helping me. I talked to Mary Tronis. I tell Mary, I stay in a hole now. I tell she, I need help. He tell, what kind of job what kind of job you can do? You know. I told him. I said, I hit the boy. So I told her, I tell she, I don't know where I'm going to be. But I don't know how I stand now. You know. I tell you what, you go see this guy Bill Foster now. And then you could talk to him if you get on job right now for your, lineup. So before that time, you just had missed one job. You know, get these guys over there, this Tilamuda outside by the driveway letter. That's the job, yard boy. Take care of the place, pick up all the rubbish, clean up all the place. That's
but
easy life, boy.
If me was the guys who get job ready, I not come back.
Oh yeah. Shit, why come back?
I don't come back
too. Because that once you work for government, it's
power.
Job security already, you know. But I mean,
it's
you know, working with sugar, as for, you know, it's there for you until you retire. But you try look when they tell us like in a Philippine island in Taiwan, you try look the pineapple field and the cane field they get up there now. Terrific. Compare, Jin, you try figure like this, you put the whole Hawaiian island in Philippine island. It's nothing that, it's real, it's one small quarter or something inside one island like that. You know Philippine island, you know how big, eh?
Oh, yeah.
You see?
But the crop not good, though, I hear.
Well, as far as the crop, well, you know, well, they get excrement kind guys, eh? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I hear the pineapple, especially. No good.
Yeah, because the climate over there is different.
No, it's, can be the Hawaiian.
In
the
Hawaii, yeah.
Part, you see? Very small, the pineapple, compared to the kind. We are pine more big, way bigger.
Well, as you say, even you plant dole, you know,
yeah,
dole,
yeah.
How big is that fruit? Now, you're going to plant on different kind of place, different climate, like cold climate. It's not going to be as good like Hawaiian
yeah.
Island. Hawaiian Island is
only around
warmer
time.
Country, eh?
Only
you
around,
see? Yeah.
Same, eh?
But they say the sugar up there is terrific, you know.
I hear the pineapple not good,
yeah.
I hear.
But you get Philippine Island and Taiwan, they can supply the whole Hawaiian Island plus the United States. You know. And no need Hawaii for raise cane. What Hawaii gonna raise? Guava, lilikoi. Pretty soon gonna be just like United States or other kind of country, they still fight one another already. You know. Because no more job, guys, they go steal and what's not.
No worry, they still fighting already.
Oh, yeah.
They still fighting already, Magitano.
Terrific, boy, I tell you. That's how this world, the way how this world still go. No, okay. Really. That's why real hard, this kind of
thing. You know, I still make me look in magazine. I still look, she's still here. Forgot enough, boy.
Yeah, how come that kind of you go down by that kind of airport too?
Yeah.
Oh.
The restaurant. Is that the same menu before? You go deliver there. What get? That's all like that. We take over the iceberg straight in our truck.
What time I steal
sugar
first
off?
In the
rounds?
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's plantation again.
In fact, you know, that kind. I was talking to that kind. I was talking to our that kind mechanic.
Yeah.
What is his name already?
The
Filipino man.
Otemio.
Yeah. He was telling, you don't know how this thing do with grow farm.
Yeah.
Yeah. You see. Now, you know who getting a maid now? Only the crusher guys. The crusher guys and the kind, you know, the carpentry guys, you know, getting a maid.
Yeah.
But the mechanics, what, they don't know where the kind. They still report to work, but they still do this kind of job like that and this and that. It's not just like full force the way you still work regular.
Hey, how do I even work these past 2 days?
Man. You heard what Fred said?
What?
Eh? We were supposed to get a meeting yesterday, 1:30.
Yeah.
Okay. So Ben had go announced over the radio that they're not gonna offer job to the guys that gonna be working for Liui and McBride, Grow Farm employees now. Eh?
Mm.
Okay, I was telling Fred, yeah, but okay, if the company gonna knock us off, how are we gonna get paid? And then the way he was explaining, he told me worry because the union gonna pay us. At the what? At the my goodness, at the what a surprise if the union gonna pay us guys for all us guys stay home.
And you know
that's full of shit there.
That's our own money.
That's our own money, yeah.
You know.
And yet they don't like give us the our strike fund. They don't like give us, you know.
Yeah
this is not like
as the union.
As the union.
That's why the union
yeah.
Chicken shit there.
Okay, they gonna use our strike fund, eh? For the days that we stay home.
Yeah.
What about when they go on strike? Where they gonna get the money now? To go help us guys for supply.
The union, eh? Union is for protect our worker.
Yeah,
all
yeah.
We're
yeah.
protecting the CGU guys.
No more, nothing.
So I saw it.
Yeah, no more.
It's baloney.
It's real, like I eat.
Especially IWU.
Oh yeah.
Oh, that's alright.
I got killed.
Yeah, that's alright.
Jin, you know why I know about this kind of stuff? Eh? It's because you remember the convention they went.
Yeah.
You know how many guys went there? Okay. Somebody's still on the other line. You know the convention they went. How many guys? About 100 guys they went.
Yeah.
Eh? Okay. How much money they had spent? We had 80 something, what? The way how Chris was telling, 80 something, 8,000 or something dollars, eh?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay? Now they went over there, now they be spend big money now. Eh? Okay, that after they be go convention, the next following 2 weeks, they be go ask now, this bowling league,
yeah.
They be go ask for go over there. Now the union had go, pass that for the go over there.
Yeah.
Borowski guys, Tony Borowski guys, they went.
Oh yeah, they went.
They went there?
Yeah, they went.
Right?
Yeah.
As the youth for the kind.
Yeah, they went.
You see. And how can they tell that no more money? That's full of shit that. Look now, I'm gonna see Tony about go sponsor the kids, the basketball team, the one I still coach for. I tell Tony, how's about sponsor the kids, boy. You know, after all, it's all for your kids, you know. And all us guys, all union members, eh? I tell you, if you guys can sponsor other guys, I don't see why you guys no can sponsor the kids. He tell me, oh, okay. So he tell me, go find out how much is the shorts and the top. And then I ask for two basketball. So I figure them all out. And then, but Harold, he tell me, the shorts is about $4 something. And the top is about $3 something. But I be give Tony higher, you know,
yeah.
Estimate. The shorts is $5 and the top is $4, you see. But the reason why I be make them that way is because the printing, you know how much the one whole lakain is dollar half the guy he charge.
Ooh.
You see. And then most I get printed over here, Puhi Rangers, eh? You see. And then they gonna get one big number on the back. On the shorts, they gonna get their initial, eh? And as the first time the kids, they stay so happy because last year, they had play without no more coach. They just had to play on their own. And they figure, gee, boy, you know, get somebody to push them. And they get one decent, you know. And I thought, and most, I be go there 2 weeks, I be go by the county. I be go see the guy Wilson, eh? He's the big gunner for this recreation thing. I thought, Wilson, what's going on in Puhi? Get a new subdivision come up, you guys know to even fix the place for the kids' recreation area. He thought, you know what, we still making the plan. I thought, that's full of baloney there. What do you mean? From the time when we start from the new increment, the first increment, you guys were supposed to start that already. I thought, look, the kids, even some parents didn't like even provide transportation for the bring the kids go practice. I gotta bring them myself. And as poor guys, you know, I tell Harold, you know what's going on, eh? They are about that kind. Oh, shit. Look, Puloke, they make one nice squat for the kids over there. You try to look by the fire station by UNAG. Nice squat. You know the Hanamalo one? They be change them, you remember? Now they change them on the other side. Oh, nice squat they make for them.
Yeah.
And only Puyi itself, the community, no more nothing. I tell you guys gotta get hit, boy. I thought, Wilson, you be get promoted, boy. Now you the head man for this kind of recreation stuff. I think you better push for
pool.
You know, Ken, you know the guy, you know how we talk, Jim? He tell her, you know, he really jive you, baga, you know. Yeah?
Wilson.
The policeman?
Oh,
yeah, Shiro.
Yeah, Shiro.
Yeah.
He quit police.
Yeah.
He get the
better all the kind, better position.
What do you mean?
He's the
Park
he's the head.
Yeah.
He's the head. See, that's the kind of guys you gotta see for push this damn thing. Yeah, that's where your tax money still go, brother. You know.
I didn't want to do nothing for the community.
They don't like do nothing. Tata Wilson, remember? Little more, you know, little more that time.
That's why all this guy, you know,
you gotta
drive
you gotta like that. Right, you gotta tell him, man.
All them,
they get all this.
And even, you know, the car they send us, and I even bother with them.
You know when they give us guys plantation?
Yeah.
Oh shit, I don't give. Even this red feather stuff, I mean, you use our plantation, I don't give them. Bull of shit, them. That's only good for the company. And good for the guys that working for this guy now, YMCA, all that. Because one time, Don Coswell, he approached me because he was the chairman for this Red Cross. He told me, Vic, 3 days in a row, you know, Gene, he go after me. He told me, why you don't give for Red Fair? I tell, look, there's one thing I want to tell you, I want to get this thing straight, Don. My kids was in a Boy Scout. And how come, okay, the uniform is not cheap stuff, I tell Don. Now, they gotta go camping, they gotta buy this, they gotta buy that, they gotta buy this, they gotta buy that. And plus, I gotta pay for a uniform yet. I tell Don, it's out, Don. I tell, how can? With all these guys, this they collect the kind of, what these guys, they approach us, the supervisors, they tell, oh, this is for a Boy Scout, this is for a Brownie, and this is for a YMCA. I tell, where all the money that they collect? Somebody stick a carucho. That's true. Where all this stuff here for the kids? Because every time when they tell the kids, okay, we're going camping for the next weekend, I like you bring 1 dozen egg, I like you bring 2 can sausage, and I like you bring the kind of might want bacon ham. How come you guys gotta bring all these? No, tell me that those guys not gonna provide that. They gonna provide, oh yeah, the stove and everything, the charcoal. That is nothing then, you know. That's why I will make my kids quit the Boy Scout and the Cub Scout letter. Before they was real active inside Boy Scout and Cub Scout. You see. Get them involved with sports. Like the sports, well, you know already, the county gonna help to provide the uniform, see? After you power, if you gonna play for how many years, like Little League, T-ball and that, you keep the jersey until you finish. You see? Like my kids, they was played from T-ball up to Little League, Pony League. So every time when they go over there, automatic their uniform pass to the next, whatever brother gonna come up on the Little League or Pony League, the uniform go right down. You see? That way good. You try look like Pulit kid now. Pulit kid, the one who play basketball for me. And then get this, Wendell. He will turn out Papuan. Fucking kids, they be turned yellow. And then Harold Namus, they go after them. He tell, hey, Villa Tara. I thought it was Peter, you know. I thought, who you call? He tell that Villa Tara over there. I thought, why? See, they turn out football. They turn out only one day. They not turn out already, boy. He turned yellow.
The fat one?
No, hippo. Oh, the chicken fight guy. They turn yellow, the kid. I thought, my goodness, boy.
That's
why I heard the hell tell
about my little child's life.
Okay,
anyway. The lady in Maki
too. Which one?
Who?
Joyce.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, my wife was telling me.
Yeah, also, yeah.
Joyce. Medrano.
Who's giving me John?
The son play basketball, right?
That's the one the son having purple latte or something?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, see? That's the one.
Oh, that's the one. She worked laundry.
Oh, yeah. She worked laundry, yeah.
Yeah. Oh. Yesterday, I was down for a beach check. The first time with the coffee shop. So I come back up with the car. Finish, she run off from the office. She told me, hey, Danny, bring me up. She get the oxygen. I know already, so I So I go up. She was on the ground already, you know.
Yeah.
Her eye was all black. So okay. Mr. Brady, the assistant man, the manager.
Yeah.
He's standing over there with the pipe no in his mouth. I go, but tell, hey, I tell him that. He look at me, no, like, yeah, take the oxygen, you know, try to do something. He don't know what to do, the pipe still hanging inside his mouth. But I think Percy Kilimaka, he was over there, he was giving him mouth to mouth. You know,
no
kidding. He pound the heart, you know, he But she didn't revive. You know the ambulance, 45 minutes the ambulance take from the roof.
No shit.
The fire truck had come before.
That is not the end, 45 minutes.
Where she was?
You know laundry?
Laundry?
Oh, laundry.
We call him Mara, eh? Oh, I thought it was calling Mara, you know? When I went up there, only the head I could see, what's first? Oh, I run inside, I look, oh, the other lady.
Yeah, but you know, with that kind of heart trouble, the kind of person, you know, especially when you walk inside a kind of laundry like that, hot and cold,
That's why you no more ventilation,
No more, no more nothing.
Maybe one big door, but you figure it heats the all inside.
Yeah, and you know how stuff we had, though? That's how, you know, my auntie, in Wailua, that's how she would get the stroke, you know? You remember Ente?
Which
one? Nakain cousin Nakain, Dong, mother.
When do you work?
I never see her.
Oh, you never see her?
No.
Well, anyway, that kind, that's how she had Maki because she was working long time in the kind laundry. And then, you know, all of a sudden, sometimes when your body, your resistance not there, and then when you power, you still walk in a hot, that kind of place, and then you come out, you catch the draft. Well, that day, she was hot like hell, and she came out, was pahana. Oh, she was sweating. She would go home. She would take one cool shower on top of that. Oh, wow. She would just collapse right inside a shower. Paralyzed. She was paralyzed. After that, what, never take so, what, 1 month or 2 months? She would cope. Yeah?
I'm telling you, too, she didn't die instantly, man.
Oh, yeah.
She didn't jump. Oh, I'm pressing on. I mean, he was there trying to revive her. All the time for the ambulance. You know how long is that?
Yeah,
it's
45 minutes, that's long.
Go to the mountain, pump in the chest. Long time, man. King ambulance, unreal. I tell you, me and Ella was waiting because he was going direct. Come. Went up there and we came back down. And me and Dom was waiting
for him.
Then I would come. I call the operator. I tell the operator, hey, you guys got in touch with the hospital? You know, she tell me, oh, we're trying. She told me we trying, and it was long time already, you know.
That's no excuse. That guy, that's no excuse.
Yeah, man, you guys better get on the phone. Somebody's dying over here, man.
That is no excuse. You figure from where the ambulance stay, 45 minutes to go Kawaisu. That don't take 45 minutes, man. You know, that's no excuse.
Which, from the hospital?
I don't know.
Go one more?
Go, just go inside.
But, school,
but don't make noise, just go in.
Excuse me,
Biki. You know that is the procedure. You call the cops. I was telling the operator, can I touch it to the police? They can read you, see?
Yeah.
Go through this kind of procedure.
Go through the hospital and then contact the...
That's wrong, right?
That's wrong, yeah.
The hospital, they take so long.
Because, you know something? Because there's no excuse. Because if the fire squad reach down there, move first, then fire the ambulance. That is bullshit.
A long time, you know, before you will come, the fire truck. Long time he will come, and 10 minutes so long. The ambulance come, then he come. What's his name? Dr. Rims.
No can. This guy, because how many station get this kind of ambulance? Get this state one, right over here.
Old school.
Yeah, you know about the old school as the state one too.
Yeah.
Okay, you get the hospital one now. Eh? For us no excuse for not calling the two areas. That's what they're there for. You know.
Who reach first?
Either the hospital one or the one over there.
Close, you know how close it? That's only one.
45 minutes, that's no excuse.
It's only 2 miles. Couple miles.
Oh, I think
me is everybody.
No, Jean. I think less. I think.
No, from the hospital.
Yeah, from the hospital to Kawaisu. Couple
miles. But some Kawaisu to the shopping center is about
mile and a half.
Mile and a half. Yeah, around there. So it's about 2 miles. Well, anyway, you know, that's not short distance.
Oh yeah, short distance, boy. But anyway, talking about ambulance, I think these guys, they gotta remind, especially the people in Kauai, they gotta still keep reminding these people, you know. When come emergency like that, especially when you know get some guys that they don't understand, like now we get a lot of aliens, you know. Mm. You know, that when they see one red light, one ambulance, one police, you know, making that sound already, man, you better pull on the side. You know, going towards Kapaya, eh? Shit, even little more, I gotta go climb on top the walkway. These guys that stay in front of me, they don't stay even move those guys, you know. Yeah, the cop, you know the lane, eh? Three lane going down. The cop gotta go like that, boy. You know, that's not again, that kind. You see? And I think these guys, I think these radio station guys, they gotta announce this.